Okay, so I think we're actually... Do we have any papers or no papers?
Mm-hmm.
We have papers?
Yeah.
So, I think this is going to be the final share, at least for this simon, Reish Lamed Beis, which is my Mekach Tois, Reish Lamed Beis, Reish Lamed Gimel, Reish Lamed Daled. Next week is Purim, so no share, and then we'll see what happens after that. Probably some Pesach Indian we'll have to talk about. So I want to talk about, this is going to be more of a, I mean, there's a lot of halachas, but this is going to be more of a lumdish shir about when there's a problem with the sale, when is the mekach tois chal? Okay? In other words, at what point is the deal nullified? Do we say that right when the lekeach finds the mum, he finds the mum, and he decided in his own mind that right then and there, I am not accepting this item, I'm not taking it as is, I'm not interested in this. So, at that point, the mekach is batal. I'm not interested. Or is the mekach only batal once the buyer communicates that with the seller? Or more so, let's say, once the buyer returns the item to the seller. You know, is the mekach tois when you bring back the item, or at least you make the item available for the seller, let's say. But the point is, you're communicating with the seller, you're telling him, look, I don't want it, here, take your item back, give me back the money. So it's only a mekach tois once you tell him, take back your item. Or is the mekach tois really from the moment that you don't like the item? What? So we're only 3 minutes into the shir, this whole shir now. The whole shir is gonna what?
Gets damaged.
Yeah, there's a lot of nafkaminas. So let's see Sif Chav Beis. It says like this. Halokeach mekach. If you buy an item, v'nimtza boi mum, and there's a mum there. V'achakach, and after you find the mum, before you returned it, avad inignav, it got stolen or lost. Harehu b'shus halokeach, it's the lokeach, the buyer's responsibility, ad shiyachzir hamekach lamoicher, until he actually returns the item, he's responsible for the loss damage to the item. Even though you saw the mum already. So he saw the mum, he decided already in his mind, I don't like this. But until he returns it, the Shulchan Aruch says, he's responsible for lost or damaged to the item.
Suffer or shut?
Or neither. We'll see. V'im isliya oy nifsad machmas hamum. But if the problem, the damage happened because there's a problem with the moment, with the item itself. The item itself is like spoiled or something like that. The item itself is problematic. So then, and the reason I can't return it to you is because the item itself spoiled. Then, if you had a chance to tell him and you didn't, then it's Lokeach's fault. So, let's analyze this halacha. We're going to go first with the pshat of the Nesivis and the pshat of the Lavush. They say like this. Immediately when there's a problem with the item and you notice the problem with the item, then right away, there's the mekach is batal. The mekach is batal, and it becomes the item of the seller already. Once the moicher decides, once the moicher decides that, I mean, look, it's not like we're in you know, some pristine you know, atmosphere over here, but anyway, so once the moicher sees the mum, the buyer, right, finds the mum, immediately the sale is nullified. Even before he communicated that to the seller. But now he is holding the seller's item. So like Menashe said, he's going to be a Shomer Sachar. He's going to be a Shomer Sachar. Okay? So he's going to be a Shomer Sachar on the item. That means he has responsibility towards the item, but it's not his anymore. It already belongs to the seller. Because he already decided he doesn't like it. It already belongs to the seller, but he's a Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar means a paid watchman. Why is he considered a paid watchman? Maybe he should be called like a free watchman. A free person that watches it for free. He's not chayiv on Gneiva Vaveda. So why is he considered a paid watchman? Why is he Shomer Sachar? Because he has some benefit of holding on to the item. What's the benefit? That he has the whole upside here. Because since he didn't communicate it to the seller yet, the Nesivus explains, if he would decide that let's say the item goes up all of a sudden in value, and even with the mum, it's still more valuable than it was when he bought it. Right? So maybe he'll decide to keep it. So he has the upside on this. Since he has an upside here, he's like a Shomer Sachar, and that's why he's chayiv. Okay? So, again, right when he finds the mum, the sale is nullified. Now he's like a Shomer Sachar, he's responsible. If something happens to the item that's beyond his control, or it's the fault of the seller, because the item has in it, let's say it was a cheese, and by the time you give it back to him, the whole thing's spoiled, that's the seller's fault. You sold me a bad item, that's why it's spoiled, I can't give it back to you. We had many cases like that, that the buyer can't return the item because, let's say the seeds we learned last week. I planted the seeds, they didn't sprout because they were bad seeds. Well, what do you want me to do, get back the seeds for you? They're in the ground, they're gone. I can't give them back to you. But all that's the seller's fault. But if there's something that's not the seller's fault, and the buyer could have avoided it, either could have told him to come pick it up, or the buyer, it's under the buyer's responsibility of Shmira, then the buyer's chayiv. Okay? But let's bring out the Nakuda.
According to, if you said that from the moment he discovers the moon, it's no longer his, it's the seller's.
And he's correct, because the sale is nullified because it's a mum.
So let's say the item does go up in price, raises some crazy situation. It's still not his.
No, but he has some up because he didn't communicate it with it. He could still be mekayim the mekach.
That's not honest.
It's not honest to sell him a bad item with a mum in it.
Right. So
the point is, he was nis'ane. No.
He's
the nis'ane. He's the victim over here. So the Torah says, since you're the victim, right when you find the mum, basically we look at it like it's nullified. But you could decide to keep it later if you decide that it's to your benefit, because he's the victim of the sale. Of the trickery here, you know, of the mum. That's it. Now the Nesivus points out a very important halacha according to this. Let's say, the item, you paid $100 for the item, right? Now you paid $100 for the item, assuming that the item is mum free. So you paid. Turns out that it had a mum. So how much is the item worth? $75, let's say, right? The items were $75. So now we said that there's a mum, but you're still chayiv because you're like a shomer, right? How much are you chayiv to pay him back? Now that you can't return them, like you pay him, do you pay him? Does he keep the whole $100, or do you only have to pay him back $75 because that's the value of the item that you were mazik? Because essentially your chiv is a chiv shmira. So really two things happen simultaneously. Really what happens is the sale is nullified, so he owes you back your full money, $100. You now are a shomer on his item, but his item is only worth $75. So now, if the item gets lost or damaged, you only have to pay him back $75. So the buyer would end up getting back $25. You see what I'm saying? What?
It's like that. He has to pay money back $75. Is that
the halacha? That's what the Nesivus says. And so it's a little bit lav dafka in the Lashon, because if you look at the Lashon, it says, harei hu bershus lokeach. Sounds like the item is still under the full responsibility of the lokeach. It's not really true. It's only the item at its current value, not the value of the money that you spent on it. Okay? So that is the way that some learn, the Nesivus and the Lavosh. And therefore you're a shomer ad shiachzir until you return it back. In the Sma doesn't seem to learn like this. There's a few diukim in the Sma that he doesn't learn like this. The main diak is that the Sma holds that what happens if, you know, what's the nature of the chiyuv here? You found the mum and you waited 2-3 days to tell him, then it gets stolen, right? So what's the claim of the buyer? What's the claim of the seller onto the buyer?
Sooner.
Is the claim, hey, you should have told me sooner, I would have come picked it up. You live in a bad neighborhood, you know, I didn't want to leave it by you. You waited 2-3 days to tell me? So why'd you do that for? So Mamela, I could have picked it up. That's how the Sma learns. But the Sma said, according to the Nesivus and the Levush, that's not the point. The point is not because I could have picked it up earlier, not picked it up earlier. The point is that once you don't like it, once the buyer doesn't like it, it's mafreya. But the Sma doesn't say that. The Sma says it depends on if the buyer could have told the seller earlier and avoided this situation. You understand? It's only if the buyer could have told the seller and the seller could have avoided the situation, that's why it got stolen. So the question is, why does it have to do with that? What's the shaykhis? So, based on, there's a vart here from Rabbi Zalman. I don't know if you put that in there or didn't put it in there, but Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and the Evin Azel has a beer in the Sma. What? Okay, but I need one.
Here.
Huh? Do you have the saver? Okay. So basically, he says like this. I'm just going to read it inside, then we'll explain it in the context we're learning. But he has a whole new yesoid in the whole Mekach Tois. So we're learning the whole Zman Mekach Tois. The Rabbi Zalman now explains the yesoid in the whole thing. L'chein nira de'ikr din chazars mekach shenimtza boi mum. The whole concept of a Mekach Tois, when there's a mum, eino shemachuyiv ha-moicher l'hachzir lo ha-mois. It's not that it's a one-way thing. It's not that the buyer has a claim on the seller, give me back my money. And the moicher is like, okay, he's at a loss. He has to go find this thing. Ella, rather, ein hamoicher mechuyev lahachzir amois. The seller is not obligated to the mekach tois. He does not have to honor the mekach tois. Ella kesheyachzir lo elokeach hamekach, unless the buyer makes the mekach available to the seller. He says you have to return it. I don't know if you have to return it, but you have to make it available for the seller. So in other words, it's like more like what we're used to, a return concept. You return it. You can't call up a store that had it on the mum. Okay, so bring it back. No, I got rid of it. Bring it back and return your money. You have a return policy, right? According to the Levush and the Nesivus, we said it's not a return policy. It's a mekach tois. You messed me up. The second I see that the item is messed up, I get my money back. No, I'm a shomer. I'm not a shomer. But the transaction is nullified. It's a one-way trend. It's a one-way a transaction, the mekach tois. It's a one-way thing. Once the buyer sees that it's a problem, it's fully in his possession, in his rights to nullify the deal. According to the Nesivitz, it's a two-way deal. According to the Rabbi Zalman, you have to go back to the seller, make the item available to him, and say, look, I don't want it. Take it back and give me back my money. So it's a whole different type of idea. It's like much. It's more like a return policy where if as a mum, give it back to me, or at least make it available for me. So based on that, when is the mekach tois chal? Is it chal when the buyer finds the mum, or is it chal only when at least he communicates it to the seller and he says, hey, there's a problem here, and your item's rare, it's waiting on my corner. I don't know if the tirchov, the returning, is on the buyer. It could be it's on the seller, but he's making it available for him. He said, look, it's right here. Send one of your guys to pick it up, and it's available for you. So according to the Rabbi Zalman, which we're going to say is Pshat in the Sma, the Mekach Tois only chal once there's a communication between the two parties. And you tell him, I don't like it, it's available for you, and then you can come pick it up. So according to the Sma, how do you learn the Sif? The Sif is, if the buyer buys something, he finds a mom, and then it got stolen, and he adds the Sma, you could have avoided that. You could have told him, you waited around, and that's why it got stolen. So now you're going to come to him and say, hey, okay, there was a mum. Fine. So what does the seller respond? Give me back the item. He says, well, I waited around, it got stolen. Meanwhile, well, sorry. If you can't give me back the item, then I'm not giving back your money. Period. Okay? So that's what according to the reading of the Sama, you have to, there's two differences between the Nesivis and the Sama. One is that it only works if the assumption of the Sama is that way, is if the buyer would have told the seller earlier, he could have avoided this situation. But if no matter what would have happened, this is kind of like something out of his control would have happened, or no matter what, it's not his fault, so then he doesn't have this problem necessarily. Because let's say the same way in other words, it got stolen, but right away, that's when I noticed the moon. So you sold me something I couldn't have returned to you no matter what I did. So then that's considered the problem of the seller. So if the reason why I can't return it is the seller's fault, let's say the case of the seeds, or the case of a trefa, or the case of the moon is from the thing itself, or we're adding, it happened so quickly, I couldn't find the moon, and by the time I found the moon, it was stolen, that's all considered the seller's fault. But if you found the moment, you waited around, then you could have avoided it, and now by the time you come to return, it is gone, then the seller does not have to honor the Mekach Tois. Okay? So if you read the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it's much better like the Sma, because look what it says. Halakach Mekach v'nitza b'mom v'achakach avar v'nignav hareyu b'rshus lokech. The item is in the rshus of lokech. So let's bring out the point. Remember our case? The buyer bought it for $100, then they see the mum, really it's only worth $75. Then it gets stolen. How much? So we're saying it's stolen, it's the problem, it's the responsibility of the lokeach. It's the responsibility of the buyer, right? So he goes back to the seller now, it got stolen. He tells the seller, hey, your thing got stolen. So the seller says, well, fine, so it's your responsibility. So according to the Sma, according to the Nesivis, what do we say? There's two separate things going on here. Number one is that the buyer is going to tell the seller, look, you sold me a faulty item, I want my $100 back. The seller's going to tell the buyer, yeah, but it was worth $75, and you're poishaya, so give me back $25. So at the end, the seller's going to stay with the $25. But according to the Smaz Pshat, the Mekach Tois, if it got stolen and it's the buyer's fault, he doesn't get back anything. He can't, there's no Mekach Tois. He doesn't get back anything. So all the money that he spent, he can't claim Mekach Tois. So this is a very, very big difference how you understand the lumdus here. Right? In other words, according to the Distributor Zalman, it comes out that the whole schus of the buyer to claim Mekach Tois is only if he presents the item back to the seller and he gives him a valid opportunity to say, here's your item. And if he doesn't do that, he can't claim the Mekach Tois and he loses all of his original money. According to the Nesivis, he's only obligated to pay the value of the he only loses the value of the item that it's actually worth. But the money that he paid above and beyond that, he gets back. Okay? It's a little bit of a tricky nafkamina. But
makes more sense.
What?
The Sma makes more sense.
According to our way of understanding Mekach Tois, we're accustomed to the Sma's way. Because we're more used to like a return concept. I return it to you. But in reality, in Lumdis, you could hear the Nesivis also, because the Nesivis is saying there's a mum, it's not a valid sale, period. It's over. The whole rest of the thing is a side point.
What's the value of the item? Has that have really anything to do with it? Don't you just get compensated what you paid, period?
No, that's what I'm saying. According to the...
You owe for the damage.
But then you lost it in transit. Right? So if you lost it, you only are chayiv, the buyer's only chayiv to pay back the seller the amount that the item is actually worth.
If you brought it back then.
Right.
If you didn't bring it back then.
If you would have brought it back. Okay?
But if you don't bring it back, you have a claim.
We're saying that the buyer is responsible even if he found the mum and then it gets lost or damaged before he's able to return it. So it's the responsibility of the buyer. That's what we're saying. But the nature of the responsibility depends on how you learn this. Is the pshat that since I can't return it to you, so the sale's final, so then the buyer won't get back any money? Or no, the sale's not final, but you damaged his thing. But then you only have to evaluate the value of the item, what it was worth at the time that you damaged it, or that you were negligent on it. So it's worth less than what you paid. So that difference you would get back.
But who would ever do that? If you take the item back, you know?
No, you give it back. What do you mean?
No, I thought it got lost.
Oh, it got lost, but now you can't give it back because it got lost.
Yeah, so there's no lekas kos.
That's what we're saying. That depends.
But how much more did you have to give the guy back?
That's what we're saying. No, according to the smal, there's no mekach tois. But according to the other way to go, you're saying like him. What's the concept of mekach tois when you don't give back the item?
Right.
Well, I'm saying, because we're used to that Walmart idea where you stand online, you turn it, the Amazon, you send it back. Yeah, but really, halachically, one is giving it back. The two separate things. One is that you
there's always times that you can't bring it back. Like case of the seeds.
Whenever it's clearly the seller's fault that you can't return it back, then you get it back. Let's say you bought food and the food is spoiled. You can't bring it back. There are definitely cases that you can claim a kachtois and it's a spoiled food and you can't bring it back to them, right? So there's definitely cases of mekachtois where, you, regardless, even if you can't bring it back, it would still be that way.
So the value would be pretty much nothing if it's spoiled.
In that case, yeah.
Right, so you have to work.
But again, that would be a very important case. Let's say you could have brought it back. It was on the way. It wasn't perfect quality. And you could have brought it back to him quickly, and he could have resold it at a lower quality. And now you didn't. Right? So, you know, what happens? That's really what we're talking about. Okay? So, this is a very, very big difference between the two ways of learning. Now, the Sma also says that you don't have to actually return it, you just have to make it available for him to return. Okay. Now, the next case that the Sma and the... The next case that the Sma and the Nesivis argue is back in Sif Chaf Aleph. So you have it, it's on the first page, and it's after the Ramah, Sif Chaf Aleph, it's by the Memtes Lamed Beis there, it's the last in line of the Shulchan Aruch. It says, V'im ha'idi'oi shu koine, no, actually, first wide line. The case that we're talking about, and this gets involved in shipping expenses and all these types of things. What happens if you bought an item, you took it with you, you needed something, you took it with you to Eretz Yisrael, you get there, you take it out of the package, this is a mum. Right? Now you want to get your money back. So first question is, who has to pay the shipping back? Assuming that you have to give it back to him, who pays the shipping back? But more than that, it's much less likely that the moicher, that the seller, is going to be able to go get the item, right? So now the nature of the responsibility of the seller could change here, and the buyer. So the Shulchan Aruch says like this: Im halokech mekach mechaver, you bought something from your friend. You told him you're taking it with you somewhere. So the minute you told him that, why were you telling him that? Why is it his business? Why are you telling him that you took it, you're planning on taking it with you, you're not planning on taking it with you? What's the difference? The seller can't say, well, bring it back. Because once the buyer told the seller, I'm planning on taking it with me, the assumption is that what he's trying to do is shift the responsibility and say, look, I'm taking it far away. I'm not planning on bringing this back. You better make sure that this item has no mum at all. Because I'm traveling. I need it to be in its good condition. And if I'm traveling, I'm not going to be able to bring it back to you. So he's now shifted the responsibility back to the seller. So, so there's no claim that you should bring it back to me. And the seller has to give him his full cash back. And the seller, metapel, he has to pay for the shipping to get it back to him. Here the halacha changes. That here, if it got lost or stolen before the return, then it's on the seller, it's not on the buyer. Here, it's on the seller, not on the buyer. So, I found the mum, and, you know, the seller's going to have to come pick it up, and... Now, all of a sudden, he's putter. He doesn't have to pay anymore. If he got lost or stolen. So the question is, why not? So why not? So this would depend on the two pshatim. If you go with the Nesivis and the Sma, and the Nesivis and the Lavosh, so the Mekach Tois is automatic once I find the moon. But normally I'm a Shomer Sachar. And it's, why am I Shomer Sachar? Because it's my responsibility to bring it back to you. But here I don't have responsibility to bring it back to you. So basically over here, my responsibility is over. I told you Beferish, I'm not taking responsibility on this item. By me telling you that I'm taking it with me, I took no responsibility on the item. I'm letting you know that it better be in mint condition. If it's not in mint condition, I'm just going to leave it here. You send someone to pick it up, but I'm done. So therefore, he's not a Shomer Sachar, he's a Shomer Chinam now. He has no responsibilities to the item. Not only that, the seller has to pay for the shipping expenses back. But according to the Sma, it's a little bit more tricky, because at the end of the day, Mekach Tois is only when you return the item. So if you're far away, you're not returning the item. So how are you making the Mekach Tois take effect? So basically, what you have to say is that you told him with enough time that he can come get it from you. It's also, you know, it doesn't really change. According to him, according to the Sma, it's also talking about a case that you let him know, basically. You have to be Geris, Achar She'odias. It's a little different in that case. Okay? But what you see from here is this halacha that once you told him that you are planning to take it with you, then definitely everyone holds that the expenses to bring it back are on the seller. Bederach klal, it's not clear. Bederach klal, you have to make it available for him. Who pays Lamaisa for the shipping back? If the
seller
deal is...
has to agree to it as well.
What?
The seller has to agree to it as well, that you're pushing back the responsibility.
You tell him that I'm...
Well, you told him, look, I'm going to Israel with the item.
He says, test it out now. If it doesn't work, then we'll see right now.
It's a 220 plug.
You should be responsible for something that goes out of the country, you know, a month later.
And the seller should say that at the time of the...
Right. The seller didn't say it. The seller's quiet.
I'm not selling it to you then.
Look, I can only deal with people here. You're going to be over there. If there's a problem, you're going to come back to me. I don't want to deal with this.
Or you could say it to him as a sale. You can't take it back.
Or he says, look, test it out before. I don't know what to tell you. I'm not taking it back. But if he knew that the guy was planning on going and he didn't say anything, then he's now taking the responsibility to get it back. And according to the Sma, you're not a Shomer Sachar at all. According to the Nesivis, you're not a Shomer Sachar anymore. And according to the Sma, you still have to tell the seller. You still have to tell him.
According to the Sma, there's no difference whether you take it to Medina Sayyam. The only difference is that if you take it to Medina Sayyam, and you tell the person you take it to Medina Sayyam, it's the seller's responsibility to pick it up from Medina Sayyam.
Right, but as far as when the Mekach Tois takes effect, it still takes effect when you tell him. So according to the Sma, you still have to let the guy know. Once you let him know, then it's considered, I told you, and you can come get it if you want.
But without him saying that he's taking it from the NSAM, we would never say that that's considered making it available for him.
Correct.
So you need that.
Yeah, correct. Correct. That's going to be the safe of the din. If you didn't tell him, then that's the safe of the din. Oh, no, by the way, does the seller have to reimburse the buyer? This is very important. Does the seller have to reimburse the buyer for the shipping expenses there? I have a conference in London. I'm bringing all these things to go sell cameras in London. I go there and all the cameras are defective. But in the meanwhile, I paid shipping. The buyer paid the shipping expenses to bring the stuff abroad. Now, to ship the stuff back, that we already said is on the seller. What about the expenses of... No, but I told you that I'm shipping it. I told you that. That's the whole thing. I told you that I'm going to take them. So what are you making me go through this whole tirch if there was a mum there?
Just telling when the mekach
tois. No, this is without mekach tois. This is a different type of chiyuv. This is a chiyuv of grama. This is more a chiyuv of does the seller... We learned last week that the seller doesn't have to reimburse the buyer, let's say, for the seeds. He only has to reimburse it for the seeds, not for all the work that went involved in planting the seeds. But here, if you look, continue in the Shulchan Aruch, it actually says a chiddush. Im haya moicher yedea b'memkar shahaya b'imum, chayiv b'itza shoytzi alkech la'ilich oisya mekach l'ma komploni. Im lo yedea shahaya b'imum potter. So I'm not exactly sure how that stims with the halacha we learned last week, but he says here that... Yeah, it's Garmi over here. It's worse than over there. That for some reason here, if you knew, if the seller knew that there was a mum and he didn't say anything, then not only does he have to pay for the shipping back, he has to reimburse the buyer for his shipping expenses there.
Consequential bad.
It's a more, I guess for some reason, that's...
He knew the moon was there
l'chachilo.
That's the nafkamina.
Well, I guess in the case before also it's telling me he didn't know that the seeds were no good. How are you supposed to know that the seeds are not going to be good? Right. But if you knew, because that's one of the kolam in Garmi, that if you knew that it was not good and you sold it to me anyway, and I told you I was going to Medina Sayam, then the seller has to reimburse him for his expenses as well. How's that in the... Whatever, it doesn't make a difference because there's going to be a contract. I told you I'm getting it to Medina Sayam. You didn't think I was going to put 200 cameras in my backpack. I don't think you have to tell him how much you're paying per pallet of shipping. I don't think that's the point.
Whatever's
normal. So you have to reimburse that.
Yeah, in a chanami, if the guy spent three times more than it should have cost,
right. In a chanami,
it's
a normal cost. But if the seller did not know about it, then he doesn't have to pay, because then it's considered garmi, and he wasn't considered being mazik and be a daim. It's not considered a hezek be a daim. Okay, but that's an extra point. But what happens if the buyer didn't tell the seller that he plans on taking it abroad? So that's the end of the sif. And he took it there. Now it's a regular case. Now it's all on the buyer. So now, like the sma, mekatois only kicks in when the buyer tells the seller about the problem and makes it available to him. So you can't call me up from Israel and say, hey, I want my money back. There's a problem with the phone you sold me. Okay, so bring it back to me. No, but I'm in Israel. Okay, but you didn't tell me you're going there. So now the responsibility shifts back to the seller and the buyer. It's like a regular case where, according to the SMA, the Mekartois only takes effect when the buyer makes it available back to the seller. So that's why it says here, which the SMA says in the Gimel, when it means, it doesn't have to mean you have to actually give it to him, you have to bring it back to my city and make it available for me. So that means, according to the SMA, the difference between Medina Sayam and not Medina Sayam is that the only way to make a mekartois is when the buyer makes it back available to the seller. So if you...
Back in the city of the seller.
Make it back available to him, that's easier for him to pick up. Right. So if the buyer didn't tell the seller that he's taking it far away, then his responsibility remains the same. He has to come back to the city, make it available, and then the mekartois takes effect. But before that, he would have all the responsibility on the item. It's like his. And if he can't return it, then he doesn't get his money back. But if he told him he's going abroad, now the responsibility shifts to the seller. And then all the buyer has to do is say, hey, seller, come pick it up.
And this is true even if the seller knew it was a mum?
Yeah.
They like fraud.
Well,
maybe
there's onah, it depends, yeah. But it'll be the same. It would be still on the responsibility of the buyer to call up and say, you know, there's two different types of mum. There's some mum that not in everyone's makbid on. There's some mum that make it totally unusable. But look, there's a little dent. I hit it over. You could bring it back, but, you know. Mashenke, and according to the Nesivis, the way we're saying is that the sale is final. And I'm a shoymer. If the buyer didn't tell the seller he's going abroad, so the halacha remains the same, he's a shoymer until he returns it. But if he did tell me he's abroad, basically he's telling him, look, I'm not going to be a shoymer. I'm going to take it abroad. If there's a problem, it's on you. And then the halacha would be that it's on him. And either way, the shipping back is on the buyer. I'm sorry, the shipping back is on the seller. But to reimburse for the shipping expenses...
Well, enough for me to be what the damage happens before you tell.
What?
The nafkamina is if the damage happens before I can tell the seller. In the case where we go to Medina Sayam.
Nafkamina is if the damage happened before I got a chance to tell him. Because according to the SMA, I didn't tell him yet.
I don't have to tell him. According to the SMA, I have to tell him.
Right.
According to the
Nesiva, I don't have to tell
it's
him.
Automatic. And if I tell you, hey, it was damaged, it was in your Yerushalayim 3 months ago, but I came back by boat, and I don't know where it's going to be now. I left it in some backyard. It's probably not there anymore.
Right.
Doesn't make a difference. I wasn't
Well, you can't be Pashe. I mean, you have to put it in a place that's safe. Because you're still Shemachina. You're still Shemachina. You can't be Pashe. But so that would be the halacha. So basically, this after learning the whole Mekachtois, so this exact point is a very interesting machloikis that comes out from the Achrayin between the Nesivis and Rebbe Zalman, which we're saying is really machloikis the Lavush and the Sma, which basically is really what is the whole mechanics of the Mekachtois? Is it that alone that the Lokech is not happy with the item? The buyer sees it, he's not happy. It's a unilateral type of transaction where if the buyer is not happy, that nullifies the sale retroactively. And now he just retains a status of a Shomer. Or is the idea of Mekach Tois that you could come back with the item and you could basically get back your money as long as you're giving back your money, much more responsibility to provide the item, to give it back to the seller. And that would be the smad. Like we said, the difference is how much money would you get back? Okay, fine. So I think that pretty much wraps up this simon. Like I said, next week is going to be Purim, and then after that, maybe we'll do mechiras chametz, or we'll do some other sugya that relates to to Pesach. And there's one sugya here that relates to Pesach, which maybe we'll touch on, is what happened if you rented a house? It's a big sugya.
That's a good sugya.
If you rented a house for Pesach, and you show up to the house, it's not clean for Pesach. The person didn't do B'dikas Chametz.
Well, even if it is clean, you got to clean it again.
The case of the Gemara is he didn't do the B'dika. So does that create a Mekach Tois? Or since it's a mitzvah, so he's allowed to say, no, like a mezuzah, I thought you wanted to do the mitzvah yourself. I didn't know you wanted me to do the mitzvah for you.
Yeah, put it in the contract.
So anyway, that's the whole sugya that we may touch on. And okay, so I will say we're with Mr. Khan over here, we're working on together with H3, which is a good. You want to present? Explain it.
No.
It's a conference that takes place in Chicago, and now there's like regional conferences around the country and in a few other places internationally as well. Basically, where business people come together, and it's a networking conference, which is the point of it is to uplift one's business, and it's shiurim and it's a lot of
food,
networking, and uplifting one's business to be run a business like a Ben Torah. So it was really with the help of some of the people locally, we were able to help convince them to bring it down here to Florida. It's taking place April 4th, and you can register. It's going to be a very, very exciting event. First time here in Florida, Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be able to make it a Kiddush Hashem for everyone. Okay.